This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
Welcome to The Ladies Sing the Blues, a three-part series featuring some of Ireland's most talented female blues vocalists. These programmes have been produced with the kind assistance of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland and Near FM. Each programme focuses on one artist and takes you on a journey through their musical careers so far. The live performances, which you will hear throughout the series, were recorded in the Clontarf Yacht and Boat Club in October 2011. In this episode, you will hear the music and stories of Bree Harris. With her distinctive bluesy, soulful voice, Bree has captivated audiences throughout the country for many years and continues to do so to this day.
Hi, could you tell me who you're here to see tonight and what brought you here?
I'm here to see Bree Harris. I seen it advertised from Sound and Vision, and I just thought that she's actually a very good singer.
She's probably one of the finest, soul, blues, funky, female voices in the country. Another one who is totally underestimated. Bree Harris should
never
have been...
Never got the credits for what she deserved.
She should have been up there. She should have been on the international stage,
She's a really, really talented singer.
Really talented singer, yeah. And everything she does, she doesn't do any old songs. She thinks about the song and she learns it in her heart. So when she sings it with a hell of a lot of conviction.
She's an excellent performer. She's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I think she's the best lady singer in the country, The thing about Bree Harris is she probably... Any song that she sings, she actually sings it better than the original. That's in my opinion.
I've seen Bree Harris a couple of times before. I like the style of music. I like what they do. The last time I saw them, there was a benefit night in the Olympia for Jimmy Faulkner with a lot of good acts playing. Paul Brady, Gary Moore, a few others. And she was by far the best on the night. So,
What is it about Bree that you like, out of interest? Like, what is it? Is it her voice, her stage performance, a bit of everything, or...?
Exactly, she can do a bit of everything music-wise, mainly blues, but a bit of everything music-wise, and stage performance. She's a good, gutsy sound to her. It's a sound that you don't lose no matter what age you get.
When you walk through the garden, you better watch your back. I beg your pardon. Walk the street in our own track. When you walk with Jesus, he's gonna save your soul. Yeah, you got to keep the devil way down in the hole. His command, you don't have to worry when you hold on to Jesus' hand. Keep you safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. You got to help me keep the devil way down in the hole. Hear the angels sing about Jesus' mighty sword. I'll shield you with the wings, keep you close to the Lord. Now don't you heed the temptation, for his hands are so cold. You got to keep the devil way down in the hole. Down in the hole, way down. Satan when the thunder rolls. Yeah, you better have me beat the devil. We down in a
Bree, first met you many, many moons ago, and I think it was with the Alias B band or the Boulder band.
The Boulder band was the first band, yeah.
And was that your first band, or was there... There
was that was the first band, yeah. Myself and Marion Byrne and John O'Brien and I Ken Doyle and Paul.
And again, that's where I met Paul first as well. We'll talk to Paul in a little while. And Bree, we're also delighted to have your grandchild here with us today, little Tara.
Tara, hello. Yeah. We took you up from school today and we brought you over to the radio station with us, didn't we?
Yeah.
Tara loves music too, don't you?
Future blues singer, I think, in the making. But the Boulder Band, that's your very first experience of, you know, getting into a band and music as
yeah,
such.
With rock and blues. At that time, I was like doing the most of the country stuff and Marion was doing the blues, and I was like, oh yeah, the blues sounds good to me. Even though I love country, but
yeah,
yeah, you know, but
even in those days, it was quite unusual to have two female singers in a band.
It was brilliant. I really enjoyed like working with another female singer doing harmonies and stuff. Like when we split up, I felt really, really lonely, but I had to get used to it all by myself.
So that was a long, long time ago.
And it sure was.
The Alias B band, was that...
Yeah, that was straight after the Boulder band split up. And that was like, that was an interesting time because we'd done an awful lot of original tunes then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 80% original. And that was a great band and different people coming and going. And it was after that, like after I met Robbie Overson, actually, that I got into the blues because, you know, he said to me, why don't you try a few blues? And I said, yeah, maybe I will, you know. And then I start really getting into singing the blues, even though I've always loved the blues. But it was then I started started singing them.
So would it be Robbie responsible for you getting into the bluesy element of things?
Yeah, he probably had got a big, you know, part in that because he was saying to me, you should try a few 12 bars, you know.
And yeah.
I started doing the old 12 bars, like checking up on my baby, I remember it was the first one I did. And I was like, this is fun, you know, it's really, yeah. You know, even though in the early days, like I was mad into Peter Green, just adored him. And that kind of blues really got into my soul anyway, you know.
Give me one reason to stay and I'll turn right back around. Oh, give me one reason to stay, I turn right back around. Said I don't wanna leave you lonely, you got to make me change my mind. Call me. Give me one reason to stay, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay, I'll turn right back around. Said I don't wanna leave you lonely, you gotta make me change my mind. Squeeze me, they might take away my life. I just want someone to hold me, rock me through the night now, rock me, baby.
There was a great singing happening in those days, Bree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's just great. So many. I can't even remember. There was the Countdown and Flamingos, The Apartment, and what was that place called? Zeros or something. Zero, like that.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ollie Bourne used to run that.
Yeah.
Did you ever play any of those venues? In those?
Oh, God, no. I wasn't even, you know, 16, yeah. 16 I listened to Tapestry, Carole King, and I knew every song inside out, and I thought, I know, I can sing, I know, but I never did. not till I was 19 or 20 anyway. So
we bring you back to that, but would that be, say, you're 19, 20, Boulder Band first?
The Boulder Band was more, I was 25 then. I actually went to the States when I was 19 and I'd done Irish ballads over there in Detroit. So.
Oh, come on, tell us about that. Yeah. I knew you were in the States, but was that sort of music you were playing over
in
there?
In Detroit, like in Detroit, yeah. Michigan. I used to go down and do some of the Irish bars down there. It was like 5 hour set, like from 9 to 2 in the morning. It was, it was pretty, it was hard going for someone that was just starting out in music. But I was delighted to come back and get in a rock band. It was brilliant, much easier.
You got to move. You got to move. You got to move. Child, you got to move. For when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. You may be high, you may be low, you may be rich, yeah, you may be poor. But when the Lord get ready, you got to
back to Dublin, so the Bowlers and then the ESP. I mean, you've a long career, Bree. I mean, after that, where would your music have taken you after the Alias B, say?
Well, as I say, started really getting more into the blues end of things after the Alias B and soul, you know, soul, funk and rock sort of thing, you know, so.
And people that you, around that time, who would you be in listening to at home? Would it be like Bonnie Raitt and all those?
Bonnie Raitt was a big, big influence, and Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
In the early days, Jackson Browne was another guy I adored. You know, yeah. Etta James I got into later. You know, after the Alias B, I just adore her too. She's brilliant.
Yeah.
But I love all sorts of music. Robert Palmer was another. I just, you yeah. know, all that stuff later. You know, 80s. Yes.
Yeah. How relevant and how important do you think, say, artists like Bonnie Raitt and how relevant are they and how important do you think
they
are?
Well, she's fantastic, and the fact that she's a brilliant guitar player as well. She's an all-rounder. She's just brilliant, and it's, I think it's wonderful to see that, you know. And there's so many more that we haven't heard that are out there. Like, I see a few on YouTube. Can't remember their names now, but there's some great female musicians out there, you know.
Female Irish singers, do you have connections, or do you...
Well, hardly see any of them because we're all sort of doing our own gigs, but on her half now, she's lovely. She's a lovely lady. And then Mary Stokes I bumped into a few times. Yeah. And your own Susan, she's lovely. Yes. Last Saturday we had to crack after the gig.
You must leave now. Take what you need, you think will last. Whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. He all understands you're orphan with his gun. Crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, the saints are coming through. It's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. The empty-handed painter on your street is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is falling under you. It's all over now, baby blue. Thank you.
Bree, I presume you didn't go for lessons, or did you go for...
Never. In my entire life, I've never had one vocal lesson or whatever. But it's in the family anyway. My mother is a soprano. My dad, Lord rest him, he was a, sort of a crooner like Bing Crosby, so I kind of inherited it. You know, so
tell us about that. And your mother was a singer.
She still sings. It's just that she's 81 now, so it's hard for her. She used to sing in the church choir every Sunday in Ballyfermot, you know, and she kept going and she kept doing it till she was finding it hard to get there, like she can't walk as good as... But she's a soprano, yeah, and she loves singing. And as I say, my dad was always a big Bing Crosby fan, and there was always... The two of them used to go out singing when I was a kid as well. They go out singing together and stuff.
You would have picked all that up from your folks. Yeah. From a little toddler as well as like Tara here.
Yeah.
You were talking earlier on about it was great having two females in the band. Nowadays, does it make a difference to you, Bree, like being the female out front and you're with a bunch of gurriers? You're with a bunch of guys here. Like,
I enjoy it. I love like bouncing off other musicians, so to speak. Bouncy.
Yeah.
But no, it's not. I got used to being on my own, like as a female singer, you know, and it's great. It's great to be out there and just getting it all out, sort of.
Yeah. You're well known for being with your partner here, Paul Fairclough, who's been associated with you throughout the years.
Yeah, we're together now, 99 years now, Paul?
Something like that, yeah.
And Paul, for you, like Boulder Band days, I think you were well involved there as well.
Yeah, I was in that as well. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I met Bree in the Boulder Band, or Bree as the caller.
Yeah.
I met her in the Boulder Band for first time when it was formed, and we've had great fun ever since.
Yeah,
we sort of split up the Alias B Band for a few different reasons.
Yeah,
and we just decided to leave it under Bree's name. That it was ran better just as Bree Harris Band.
And how long has that just been going? Quite some time, hasn't it?
Quite a few years. Yeah, we've been sort of playing gigs, and it kind of splits down to from a two piece up to a five piece.
Depending on the situation.
Yeah, depending on what sort of gigs we're playing. Sometimes we were doing a nice acoustic set where I'd play acoustic guitar and Jimmy Faulkner was playing with us for a bit. And we miss Jimmy.
Yeah, don't we all?
You know,
don't look at me that way. I'm feeling no better today. This whole world's caving in, and ain't that just a sin? When I die, the Lord will blow my blues away. Your tears, they fall on desert sand. A chill wind still blowing through this land. Strange fruit still hangs from poplar trees. These twisted minds will never understand. When will they ever learn? Somewhere there's a ray of sunshine. Somewhere there's a ray of hope. Somewhere another place and time. A place where love will shine and the Lord will come and melt my blues away. Now don't explain. These are words to cover up your pain. That man, he took your heart, had you fooled right from the start, left you high and dry and lonely black and blue, left you high and dry and lonely black and blue.
I played a tune earlier on that was like, I think was beautiful. Just a song that you wrote yourself, Paul.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's
maybe just talk a little bit about that.
It's a song called Billy, and it's actually about Billie Holiday, the blues, the American blues singer, and just sort of a bit of about her life and the sadness in the way she passed away. That she wasn't treated very well, and I mean she was a real lady of the blues, a fantastic singer, and I mean has influenced Bree quite a bit. Bree loves her, and the song I just I was watching a show on her and what happened to her, and the song just came to me. Yeah. I just needed to write something about it, you know. I just felt the need, and it was written in a few minutes. The words just flowed, and kind of it just tells that story of just people hatred of one another. Very sad.
Songwriting is that important to you, Brady? Well, you've already played one of your own songs today, which was wonderful.
Yeah, it used to be more so, like, you know, because that was 1998 I wrote that song. So it was kind of towards the end of the 90s that I stopped writing, because I was writing sort of from the late 70s to the late 90s, and then I kind of got blank, blankety blank. Maybe I need to go wild again.
And how would you approach? I've never seen it. I presume you do play an instrument.
Oh, yeah, I play the guitar, yeah.
Yeah, thought so.
Not like Bonnie Raitt.
How come that's
I can
never
twinkle a few tunes.
How come that's never featured on the gig? Or maybe it has, and I've missed it.
I suppose I'm lazy would be the word. you get the microphone in your hand, and that's heavy enough.
I've been trying to persuade her to play some. She plays lovely rhythm guitar.
I would say.
Trying to persuade her to do it, and she just goes, no. So I kind of gave up trying to persuade her.
If I don't get to heaven before I die, I'm never gonna get there at all. If I don't learn to walk before I fly, I'm never gonna see the changes fall. Pick up your phone and call me. Spare me the grief. Pick up your phone, I'm lonely, and I could do with some relief. If I don't let my hair down before I get old, I'm never gonna hear you call my name. I'll be sitting in my rocking chair with all my stories told. Think about my life that never changed. Pick up your phone and call me. Spare me the grief. Pick up your phone, I'm lonely. Oh, I could do it some. Fly to Memphis in the middle of the night, I'm never gonna have that rendezvous. If I don't grab my chances when the time is right, I'm never gonna make sweet love to you. Pick up your phone and call me. Spare me the grief. Pick up your phone, I'm lonely. Oh, I could do with some relief. Yeah. Up your phone and call me. Spare me the grief. Come on, baby, spare me the grief. Yeah, yeah, come on, call me. Spare me the grief. Yeah, yeah, call me. Whoa, whoa.
The songwriting, would you, what way do you approach that? Would it come from messing around with the guitar, or would you have an idea in your head first, or what way does it come to you?
Oh yeah, like you're picking up the guitar, playing away, and then you start thinking about life and different things that happen in the world and people, mm-hmm. you know, and then that's the way it used to happen anyway. They used to just flow out, you know, but I don't know what's going on now. <It's just> like, all I write about, I don't know.
When you're working out your set, is it a joint thing? Do you both sort of, oh, that's a cool chair and wheel?
She's the boss.
Sometimes ego, you know, I do a song and then I'll say the next one on stage. So that sounds just like the other one. I say, well, tough. Yeah. It might have the same chords, but it's a different song.
And as you say, you go to gigs and you create your own sort of vibe and build up your own.
Well, it's good that you can do that and you've got your fans and the punters that come along and they're happy to go hear you or pay in, which is brilliant, you know.
So. Yeah.
But also with places like the Harbour Bar in Bray, whenever we do it there, we get a crowd that we'd normally get, but we'd also get a lot of young people coming in and they tend to be shocked at the fact that the band is live, that this is a real band and this is the sound they're making and it's actually real, because they're kind of not used to it, you know?
I know, yeah.
And they don't know what to do. They're going, man, this is fantastic.
There's people playing instruments.
Yeah, there's people actually playing, you know? And they're astonished by it.
Don't advertise your man. Don't sit around gossiping, telling me what your good man can do. Some women nowadays, their love ain't no good. They will laugh in your face, steal your man from you. Well, I'll be wise, keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Your best girlfriend, she might be a highbrow, changes clothes 3 times a day. Now what do you think she's doing now while you're so far away? She's loving your man in your own damn bed. You better call up the doctor, honey, and investigate your head. Where might be why? Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Don't advertise your man. Don't sit around all day long gossiping, telling me what your good man really can do. If you talk about your baby, tell me he's so fine, I might sneak up on him, try to make it mine.
women be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Women be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Don't sit around gossiping, telling me what your good man can do. Some women nowadays, they love ain't no good. They will laugh in your face and steal your man from you. Women be wise, keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Yeah, women be wise, keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your mind. Thank you.
Females, their influence on the blues. I suppose we're going back to, we spoke about Billie Holiday. I mean, how much influence you think, say, herself and I don't know, Etta James and all that kind of people.
Yeah.
How important or how relevant would they be to music, like to now?
Well, Etta was just such a fantastic singer, such a strong vocal, you know, and she just gets you right in the heart there, you know. She's brilliant. So, and it's so strong, and I think even that young girl Adele that sings now is a big fan of Etta James, you know.
Yeah.
And the other girl, Lord rest her, who died, Amy Winehouse, was just fantastic. Yeah. To me, she was like a modern day Billie Holiday. I just thought she was brilliant, and sad the way she went as well, you know. But
yeah,
and she'd been adored by a lot of young women as well. They just, yeah.
And what about Melda? I mean, Melda May.
Oh, Melda May is fantastic. Yeah, she's and it's good to see the Dubliner, you know, you know her accent. She's so down to earth. I love her. She's brilliant.
Over the years, Bray, would there have been a gig or some moment during your career that like stood out as like, oh, that was a real magic moment? Or,
well, there was one gig we'd done in the Olympia, and we were actually asked that day because the other band couldn't make it. So it was a 1 o'clock call, and the gig was that night to do support to Gary Moore in the Olympia, and I was like, oh my god, oh, it was like we were running around. We didn't have time to get nervous because we were just kind of told at 1 o'clock, went in, done the gig, and it was brilliant. It was such a great night,
hanging out the rafters.
Yeah, it was absolutely. And Gary was great. We met Gary afterwards, went back to Lily Bardello's. It was such a brilliant night. So that one, you know, sticks out in
that's
my mind.
I know there has been many, and you wouldn't be the first or the last time you've played the Olympia, but that sticks out in your mind.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a brilliant night. Then there was another night down in the waterfront, that pub that used to be down near the docks there.
Yes.
John Prine came in, and I was like, oh my god, it's John Prine. And he got up and sang with me on Angel from Montgomery. Of course, I was falling around the place. I was like, oh god. But he was lovely, and I met him again in Nashville then years later, and he's a lovely, lovely man. I said, I'm singing that song 15 years now, Angel from Montgomery, and I never get tired of it. Oh, thank you so much. He's a lovely, lovely man.
Oh, well, that's very special, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's lovely to meet him and actually stand on stage with me, you know.
Since you got your new shoes, I've been walking around with holes in mine. Since you got your new shoes, I've been walking around with holes in mine. I'm loving you so long, I sit here crying all the time. Oh, you know I've been no angel, I never meant to treat you wrong. You know I've been no angel, I never meant to treat you wrong. You were so lonely in this place, I just kept pushing you along. I kept pushing you, baby. We'll be right back.
You left me in this crazy city. Can't find my way back home. You left me in this crazy city, babe. I can't find my way back home. I've been loving you so long. Can't bear to be alone. Nobody sees the tears I cry without your love I'm going to swim. Nobody sees the tears I cry without your love I'm going to swim. I'm just laying on this killing floor, hoping you'll come back to me again. Since you got your no shoes, I'm a walking around with holes in mine. Since you got your new shoes, I'm walking around with holes in mine. I'm loving you so long, I sit here crying all the time. Yeah, I cry all the time. Yeah, you know why? I cry all the time. I cry, baby. I cry all the time. Hey.
What drives you? What makes you do this? We obviously know the passion and the love that you have.
I suppose when you first notice that you can actually, you know, oh God, I can sing, you know, and then getting up on stage is very, very scary in the beginning. But now it's just wonderful just to get all the emotions out and let everything out on stage, you know, and even if you're down or tired and you get up there and this energy comes from I don't know where, but it's, you know, it's good.
I've been with her for a long time, and I have to say, I sit down to play a gig, and I have never been bored, or I've never thought, I wish I wasn't here. I'd just sit down to play a gig and I listen to the voice and I go,
yeah,
this is what it's about.
Yeah, that's lovely.
You know?
Well said, well said.
I can't think anything else. A diva she is.
I mean, I still, the other night, again, the old shivers down my backbone. You still do that, you still have that.
Backbone. Chicken or loa. Okay, obviously, it's all right.
You still have that effect on long may it rain.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Big time.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to thank Bree Harris for joining us today. It's been a pleasure, Bree.
It's been an absolute pleasure to be here, Pat.
I love your music and always will. And thanks for chatting with us. And to Paul Fairclough, guitar player extraordinaire and many other things in Bree Harris's band. Thanks, Paul, for coming out today.
Okay, thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
And nice also one. Thank Martin Curry and Dave Deegan.
Dave Keegan. Drummer extraordinaire.
That's Martin and Dave. We just want to thank the two lads as well. Just brilliant music and keep rocking.
My lover, he was working undercover. I never knew all of the moves. He had me romping, barefoot and stomping. He kept igniting my fuse. He was blinded by the blackness of my long silk stocking. I was born with an optical illusion. This ain't how I thought it would be. He kept on keeping me in a state of total confusion. He took me for a ride, rattled me down to my shoes. I found out he was an undercover agent for the blues. I never really needed love, let direction. I was just an innocent bystander. He just kept getting kinkier, hook, line, and sinkier. That man was too hot to handle. He took me by storm. Must have been a season for the fools. I found was an undercover agent for the blues. Thank you.
was my lover. He was working undercover. I never knew all of the moves. He had me romping, barefoot and starving. He kept igniting my fuse. He was blinded by the blackness of my long silk stockings. I was walking with an optical illusion. Now, I didn't see how I thought it would be. He kept on keeping me, and I stayed up. Total confusion. He took me for a ride, rattling it out of my shoe. I found out he was an undercover agent for the blue. I found out he was an undercover agent for the blue.
Four of them were excellent, and I thought the bass player was the most relaxed bass player I ever seen.
That was great, absolutely great. Yeah, yeah, she's top class. She's a brilliant singer, absolutely brilliant singer.
They were brilliant musicians and a beautiful singer.
Gig was really fabulous. It wasn't what I expected.
No.
It was blues. I sort of always thought of as, you know, a bit of a sax in the background and all that sort of thing. But this was just fabulous. It was sort of edging on rock, which is my scene, and just magic. And I thought the whole group was really, really tight. Geez, they know each other. They've really worked together before. I just loved the guitar and watching the bass. Sometimes you sort of think bass players are sort of lost in a small place like that. This guy wasn't. He wasn't. Drummer was brilliant, and I mean the whole thing was really fabulous.
You have been listening to The Ladies Sing the Blues. We'd like to thank all the artists involved: Andrew Bass from Oblivion Studios, the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland, and Near FM for their support. We'd also like to thank the Clontarf Yacht and Boat Club and everybody else who participated in the series.
This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.